AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Expectations are rising that a ceasefire may be near between Israel and Hamas. The AP's Joseph Krause reports there are no signs yet of a cooling off.
Palestinian militants in Gaza are still firing rockets into Israel at a fairly regular pace. Israel says they fired more than 4,000 rockets since the conflict began. Hundreds of those have fallen short and landed inside Gaza, and Israel has also intercepted quite a large number.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pushed back against calls from the U.S. to wind down the Gaza offensive, but officials close to the negotiations say they expect a truce to be announced in the next 24 hours. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is looking at both sides in the fighting.
I believe that we should be mourning the loss of Israeli life, but we should also be mourning the loss of Palestinian lives. Or perhaps some people think that Palestinian lives don't matter.
The current round of fighting between Israel and Hamas began on May 10th when the militant group fired long-range rockets toward Jerusalem. Russian President Vladimir Putin is alleging some of the country's foreign foes dream about biting off pieces of the country's vast territory, warning Moscow would knock their teeth out if they tried. The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week to a new pandemic low. An abrupt relaxation of mask policies at some retail and grocery stores has left workers reeling as they try to sort out what the new environment means for their safety and relationship with customers. Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's, Costco, Trader Joe, and Target are among the growing list of big chains that are allowing vaccinated customers to shop maskless. A BBC investigation found one of its journalists, Martin Bashir, used deceitful behavior to secure an explosive interview with Princess Diana in 1995. In a serious breach of the broadcaster's guidelines. This is AP News. Ford has formally unveiled its F-150 electric pickup truck, the Lightning. Ford is making a big bet on the Lightning. President Biden got to test drive it.
This sucker's quick.
How does it drive?
The Lightning will be able to travel up to 300 miles per battery charge. CEO Jim Farley says this is the path ahead.
We know this customer really well. They trust us. And if there's a company who's going to take them into an electric future, it's Ford.
The Lightning has implications beyond Ford, the auto industry in general. But Ford may have a hard time selling it to people who build homes, maintain lawns, or plow snow. Jimmy Williams owns a landscaping company in Chicago.
Because we're working from 12 to 14 hours every day, all day. And we don't have enough time to, constantly be charging up equipment here and there.
Starting price for Ford's Lightning is near $40,000 before options. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.